The front line, the reception, the person responsible for welcoming people into any business. How important is that role? Have you ever been into a business where that person has been indifferent, they have ignored you, they've been on their Facebook or they've been on the phone, and you've stood somewhere for a very long time wanting to go into a business or wanting to inquire or ask about that business, and the frontline person has ignored you? Sometimes I say to that person, am I wearing my invisible suit? Because they obviously have not acknowledged me. Is it possible that the person at the front line of any business is the most important person in any business? And logically, the answer to that is yes, simply because we make our first impression of any business by the first person that we come in contact with. So if I feel welcome and important and special when I go into a business, I have a much better feeling about that business than if the person treats me rudely, indifferently, or ignores me. So in a gym, in a personal training studio, in a fitness facility, where it takes a lot of courage for people to come, to literally walk into a facility, and I'm talking about a place where the doors are open and there's an open sign that says, yes, please come in, and there is somebody at the reception area that, as a person coming into the business, I would then assume is there to invite me in, make me feel welcome, and give me information about that business. Now, you might be the gym instructor, the personal trainer. You might be the receptionist fully and totally responsible for welcoming people to the gym or the personal training studio. Or you might be the cleaner, the manager, the accountant. Doesn't matter who's at that front desk. When somebody comes into a business for the very first time, the person at the front desk is the person responsible for making people feel incredibly welcome at that facility. And that's from a first impression point of view. Then, of course, there's people coming into that facility day after day, members who come every day, members who come once a week, members who haven't been for 3 months or 3 years. And it's the responsibility of that frontline person to make sure that everybody that comes into that facility feels incredibly welcome. So how do we make sure that that happens? Regardless of who you are or whether you think it's your responsibility or not, if somebody comes into your business and feels that they are not welcome, they feel that they are not important to that business, or they feel that you are indifferent to them being there, they may never come back again. And let's have a look at that from purely a financial point of view. If it's a gym and let's say it's $10 a week or $20 a week to be a member, we often think, oh, that's not very much money. But if that person comes and pays their membership every week for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, and or they bring with them 10, 20, 30 people from their family, their life, their business, their sporting team, purely from a financial point of view, to make people feel welcome into your facility can literally be worth thousands and thousands of dollars, versus you could lose thousands and thousands of dollars if you treat somebody poorly or indifferently when they walk into your business. So is it a very important role? Of course. That person's usually also responsible for answering the phone, which is often the inquiry. And if you've called health clubs, personal training studios, any fitness facility of late, or if you are a fitness professional and you want to be really good at the front desk, please call 10, 15 different fitness facilities and listen to the way they answer the phone. I hope that you'll be pleasantly surprised, but unfortunately, because this is something that I do on a regular basis, it's a really horrible experience. You can hear in people's voices if they're angry, if they're stressed, if they're under pressure, if they're bored, if they've just had a fight with somebody, or they just couldn't be bothered answering the phone. We can hear all of that in people's voice intonation. So if you're responsible for answering the phone, please be really aware that the person on the other end of the phone, this could be their first impression of your fitness facility, and it could be worth literally thousands of dollars to the business. Now, you might not care, but if you want job security, if you want to have a safe, secure position for a long period of time, then please be aware that everybody coming into the business could have a very interesting effect on your bottom line. And the other interesting thing is that a lot of health clubs now don't have frontline receptionists or frontline people because they can't see the value in paying somebody to sit at a front desk who are rude or indifferent or disrespectful or treat people poorly. So they've just taken that role out altogether. So please be very aware that it's a very important role. So for somebody coming in for the first time, I'm just going to give you a very interesting example. I was recommended by several people, in fact, to go and have a look at a very expensive massive new health club. Literally millions of dollars invested in the health club, and they had invested literally millions of dollars on equipment. So I wanted to go and have a look. So I went into the facility, and interestingly, there was nobody at the front desk. There was nobody there to welcome me. I stood around for a little bit and thought, well, I'll go and have a look. So I went in and started making my way through the facility, and it was enormous, and you could literally get a feel for the millions of dollars that had been invested. I hear this very grumpy and I felt like an angry voice scream out at me, "You haven't signed in." And I turned around, and sure enough, there was the front line person who pointed at me and pointed at the front desk and made out that I needed to come and sign in, which of course I probably did. However, hello, how are you, big happy smiley face? My name is, what's your name? And congratulations for coming to the health club today. It's awesome to see you. Would have been a much nicer first impression than you haven't signed in. No, I didn't sign in, and I'll never sign in because I just left. I felt very uncomfortable and very awkward. Now, I was never going to be a member at that club because I wasn't going there to have a look at the membership options. I was just going to have a look at the facility. However, I'm also not going to recommend for other people to go there because my friends and business associates that live in that city, if they got that same experience at a gym that I recommended for them to go to, it would be awkward for me and embarrassing for them, and I don't want them to get that experience. So again, please be really aware that whatever you are doing in a health club, if somebody walks into your facility, they then become the most important person that you are in contact with because they're there. A big happy smiley face, open body language, ask their name, and obviously congratulate them for being there is incredibly important. Now, that's from a first impression point of view. But every single day, as the frontline person or the person that just happens to be on the front line at the time, there are people coming in. Now, there could be water delivery people, they could be cleaners, they could be members that come every single day. So that becomes almost like a normal thing. Oh, yeah, John's here again, John's here again, John's here again. But please make John feel really welcome every single day that he comes in. And the fact that he's coming 7 days a week, shouldn't that be congratulated every day? Oh, wow, John, you're here again. Congratulations, you legend. Somebody that hasn't been for a really long time. There are so many computer programs now that will share with you that this person standing in front of you, because you've asked for their name, they haven't been to the gym now for 23 days or 23 months. Welcome them back with big, happy, open arms and a big, happy, smiley face. As a receptionist, as a frontline person, I think it is our responsibility to know everybody's name, to know what their goals are, know something about them so that we can welcome them into our facility. We're also responsible for when they leave. So congratulate them again on coming to the club, to the fitness facility, ask them what was the best thing about their workout. And then my suggestion is to book them in for their next workout. Now, we do that with personal training, of course, but why not do that with your gym members, with the people that come to your facility? Ask them when they're coming again. You've shared with me that your goal is to run the marathon on the 3rd of July, which means there's only 11 more weeks until your marathon. What's the next day you'll be coming back to the gym to make sure you're strong and fit for your marathon in July? And book them in. And if they don't show up, give them a call. This is where being a frontline person, a receptionist, becomes the major role at the facility. Because if people feel that you are making them feel welcome, important, missed when they're not there, and you actually care about their goals, they're more likely to come, they're more likely to refer people to your facility, which means the business will grow. Now, if you are responsible for that business growing, you are to be rewarded for that. And that's why I think that role is such an important role, not just from a welcoming people to the gym point of view, but from a financial point of view, if you've got a top level person on your front desk, on your front line, your business will grow automatically. If you've got a person on your front desk who's Facebooking, treating people indifferently, talking to their friends, talking to the gym instructor rather than welcoming people to the gym, your business will suffer. And take that financially into account. If you want to get paid more, then be the very best at what you do and you'll be valuable to the business. If you want to put your position in jeopardy, if you're just doing this as a part-time job and you don't care about the people that are coming into the gym, be aware that your position will likely become either redundant or they'll find somebody else who is passionate about about doing that role. And if you think that being at the front desk is not important, then don't go there. If you're the gym instructor, you're the personal trainer, and it's a hassle to you or a bother to go and sit on the front desk and welcome people into your facility, then please don't go there. It's such an important position, and you could make such a difference to so many people on a daily basis. And that's what I always share with frontline receptionists. What you do here, if you genuinely care about people, if you really want to help people achieve their goals, if they don't feel welcome at a facility, doesn't matter how good the gym instructor is or the personal trainer or the group exercise instructor, they're not coming back. They need to feel welcome and important, and if they do, they'll keep coming. And I often use this as an example for when we went to school. I always ask people, what do you remember about school? People always share with me, they remember the one person at the school who treated them respectfully or believed in them or said, you can do it, or said, yes, I love it that you come to school every day. And so, and for some people, it was the cleaner or the tuck shop lady or the gardening man or the front desk receptionist. But there was always somebody at school that made people feel special, and that's why they wanted to keep going to school. Or there was nobody at school that made them feel special, and that's why they never wanted to go. And I've always taken that into the fitness profession as a really important expression of, I care about you. I'm going to give you eye contact, learn your name, learn your goals, learn something about you, invite you back to my health club, because it's really important for me that when you think about this facility, you remember that there's somebody here that cares about you. And the number one reason why people leave a health club or they change health clubs or they stop going to the gym altogether is the indifference of one team member, one staff member. And that's been researched very strongly across the world. It doesn't take five people to be rude to you to leave a facility. It only takes one. So as a gym instructor, personal trainer, receptionist, manager, massage therapist, whatever it is that you do at a health club, please be aware that the one thing that you do could be the reason why somebody keeps coming to the facility, or it could be the reason why they stop coming. So if you are doing this because you genuinely care, thank you. If you're in a health club environment and you don't care about people, please go and work somewhere where it doesn't matter if you don't care about people. However, any business owner who is excited and passionate about their business and they want it to be successful will be very aware of the importance of that frontline person. So please be the very best person on a day-to-day basis, not to impress people, not to get paid more, not for people to say, wow, she's the best receptionist or he's the best frontline person, but ultimately because it's who you are. You really care about people, so you want to learn their name. You really care about people, so you want to help them achieve their goals. You really care about people, so you want to keep the facility clean. You want to have a happy smiley face and be the bubbliest person at the health club so that people want to keep coming back, not just the members and the clients, but also the other team players, the other people who are on your who are part of the facility. They want to come in every day because you're there. What a brilliant way to make a living. And if you do this really well, not only will you make a living, but you'll change people's lives, and people will want to pay you more because you're so good at what you do.